This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Thanks so much for spending your week with us, Monday through Friday, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. When we make our way through this hour, 20 minutes from now, up the gut, Mraz is an amazing 12 games, or 13 games over 500 for the season, picking NFL games. Great stuff. He'll have his NFL picks for this weekend coming up in 20, plus his football food of the week. And then in 40 minutes, the week that was with Connor Green. We are inching our way to making him into a frozen pizza. Mraz has locked up, I believe, the championship this year. No matter what happens on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday this week, Connor can't catch him. And so at some point, we're going to throw Connor into a big old cooler, a walk-in freezer, pour tomato sauce on his head, flour, grate some Parmesan cheese or mozzarella or something like that, and then push him in there and let him freeze like a big old frozen pizza, because that's what he, the only thing that he eats, frozen pizzas. So now you are what you eat, Connor. Get ready, young buck. You wanted to play with the big boys? You wanted to battle that bull? Well, you got the horn, son. You got Mraz's horns. He got trounced in this, and he actually emotionally was, I think, out of it by like week 9, because he doesn't bet. He's like the nicest, softest spoken kid in the world, so he's not a degenerate gambler like you are. And so he went like 0-3, 0-3, 1-2, 0-3, and he dug himself a huge hole. And then he was like, you know what, I'm going to try to learn from my mistakes. And he actually did a good job in the middle of the season, but you just kept stacking 3-0s and 2-1s and 3-0s. I think you had broken his spirit by like week 10 this year.
Yeah, yeah, he finally got the hang of picking against the Jets and Jaguars instead of overthinking it, but by then it was too late. Yeah, unfortunately. Connor will learn. He'll be fine. We'll have him smoking cigarettes and getting OTB tickets in no time.
Imagine we turn him into a Jody Mack clone, and then by the end of his career, here's Connor Green staking out OTBs and ripping up losing tickets and ripping through a carton
sleeping
of
on radio rights. Couches on Thanksgiving. Right.
He had such a huge high trajectory, and then he crashed and burned because we forced him to bet on games. Big games against the spread, and it was all downhill.
30 years from now, he has a Braxton Berrios Cup from Wawa still sitting there.
I used to be something, kid. And then I played the pick'em contest against Mraz on the DA show. If I could go back. Who do you got in the sixth race? Bruce Arians, upon this whole Antonio Brown situation. There it is. The Antonio Brown situation yesterday kind of blew up as you kind of knew that it was going to eventually, that Antonio Brown couldn't play Mr. Nice Guy for all that long. They got him midway through last season. He played quiet, good soldier throughout last season. They won a Super Bowl. Offseason was quiet as well. And then this season, he begins things by faking his own vaccine card and ultimately gets found out because he's not paying his former chef anymore. So there was a couple of missteps there by Antonio Brown if he wants to stay out of the spotlight, and that is either A, don't fake your own vaccine card, or B, if you're going to have somebody do that for you, make sure you keep them on payroll and not, instead of not paying them, because then that stuff comes out. So ultimately, that's what happened. Antonio Brown gets suspended for 3 games. And apparently in the middle of this is when things start to unravel in Buccaneers land, although Bruce Arians wouldn't have you believe that when things are unraveling with Antonio Brown behind the scenes over the last month or so. Bruce Arians is not talking about it. Bruce Arians is basically kicking the can down the road. We'll address that when it comes up. We'll talk about it when it comes up. I've got no information for you guys. All that type of stuff. We had Ian Rappaport on the show, NFL Network, and gosh, as connected as Adam Schefter is, I feel like Ian Rappaport's even more connected because he actually works for the league's network. And so talk about access. And Rapp says on Monday with us that this Antonio Brown thing had been bubbling over the whole week. That last week there was friction between the two parties and that it spilled over on the sidelines. And that was the flashpoint. And that's when Bruce Arians says, "You're out of here." Antonio Brown takes off his pads, takes off his jersey, throws his shirt into the stands, dances and waves, walking off the sidelines at MetLife Stadium. Antonio Brown, though, then says, "I was injured. I didn't want to go in because I was injured," and Bruce Arians knew that. Bruce Arians, after the game, is not answering any questions about it, says he's not a member of the Buccaneers anymore, so I'm not talking about him, which, again, as I said on Monday, very convenient. You house a guy who's obviously a bubbling cauldron of distractions his entire career. You bring him on because he can help you win football games, not for anything else, not his community service, not his teammateship, not his leadership, not his coachability. You bring him on because you need to win football games, because Tom Brady knows you can win more football games with him than without him. You don't want to talk about him. You don't want to talk about him. You don't want to talk about him, but you play him. You win with him. Then the moment he blows up, and we all knew it was a ticking time bomb, suddenly I don't have to talk about him because he's not my guy anymore, which I thought was cowardly by Bruce Arians, and then cowardly by the Buccaneers. At the very least, you could do what Tom Brady did, which was, this is a serious situation. I hope everybody has compassion and empathy. Difficult things are happening, which at least to me was the bare minimum. It was acknowledging a problem. It was acknowledging that there's stuff at work here and try to be understanding. Now, look, if you look at Antonio Brown, you're like, I'm not giving any empathy or compassion to that guy because he's been a stooge everywhere that he's gone, and he's lit on fire every opportunity in his life. And he's been in domestic quarrels, and he's thrown furniture off of a balcony, nearly hitting a child. And he's just, he's a fool. I totally get it. I'm not saying that you're not valid in feeling that way about Antonio Brown, who just has a litany of bad behavior. And at some point, a litany of bad behavior, you're allowed to judge that guy's behavior. Totally get that. But my point is and was, when Tom Brady says that, what he's saying is, people don't realize the full extent of the story, which I interpret as mental wellness stuff that's clearly at work with Antonio Brown. Maybe always has been. Maybe it's gotten worse as he's gotten older. Maybe it's football related. Maybe it's not. But there are episodes in his behavior that suggest he is not mentally healthy and that this is the next in that. And I just think it's cowardly to house that guy and then the moment that it blows up, be like, he's not our problem anymore, so we're not talking about him. Whatever. When we saw this trajectory years ago. So then Antonio Brown yesterday releases text messages showing that he had told Bruce Arians during the week that he was injured. He might not be able to go. This is defending his side, that on the sidelines he told BA, I can't go. And he's going to use the I was injured. Bruce Arians, though, says, yeah, but he played in the first half. So Arians finally addressed this yesterday. Here were his comments.
At no point in time during that game did he ever ask the trainer or doctor about his ankle. He never went through, that's the normal protocol. You go through protocols during games. I was never notified of it. So obviously that was the disturbing thing when we were looking for him to go back into the game. We called for the personnel group that he had played in the entire game. He refused to go in the game. That's when I looked back and saw him basically wave off the coach. I then went back, approached him about what was going on. I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball. That's when I said, you're done. Get the F out of here. You saw the text. I mean, it was out there. So, it was, you know, if you can go on Saturday, I want you with the team in case you can go. He participated in Saturday walkthrough like he was going. So there was never another question about it. You can't force a player to play. I mean, they have that choice. It's their body. And he decided to play. He and Mike both were on pitch counts. All right. And we were trying to manage as best we could in the first half.
You know, ultimately, the Buccaneers flew too close to the sun. And, you know, there's that old adage of you sleep with dogs, you get fleas. If you bring in Antonio Brown, you know how the story ends. It ended this way in Pittsburgh with him lashing out of the organization, demanding to be traded. He wants out. It ended this way in Oakland with the Raiders when he wouldn't play, the whole foot thing, the taking my helmet, throwing my helmet, MFing Mike Mayock. In New England with the Patriots, it ended uncomfortably. It wasn't like this was going to change. And I think what you realize is that as Antonio Brown moves through his life, there are just episodes where you can have him productive for a short amount of time, but ultimately you know the ending. And the idea that it's not the same ending time and time again, these are just social patterns. This is a person with a pattern of erratic behavior at the end of whatever that time is. And it's just about how long you can squeeze your football out of him if that's what you're looking to do. So, you know, the Buccaneers kind of got what was coming to them. I always thought it was a little sad, much like I never thought the Patriots had to cheat to win Super Bowls. I don't think the Buccaneers had to sign Antonio Brown to win a Super Bowl, but they did. They made their deal with the devil and it blew up in their face ultimately. And that's kind of what you get. And, you know, let me defend the Buccaneers here. I'm sure they feel like they did everything they could for Antonio Brown. I'm sure they feel like we gave him structure. Tom Brady gave him a place to stay. We gave him friendship. We gave him support. We gave him understanding. And it still blew up on us. I'm sure that's where that exasperation comes from Bruce Arians by the time it gets to the game on Sunday, where, okay, you practiced, you were with the team at the team meal, you dress, you're on the sidelines, you play in the first half. What am I supposed to take from that? That suddenly you're not ready to play in the second half? Antonio Brown, what's his logic? I mean, look, it's like trying to peg the logic of a dog. Like, right now, he's not logical. He is illogical, erratic, up and down, whatever. So that's, you can't. And the thing is that Antonio Brown is going to project some semblance of, this was my logic. See, this is what I told them. See, this is what they knew. Man, you got to wipe that off. He's not, I don't think he lives in reality most of the time. And the idea that he gets up, quits, middle of the game, throws his uniform jersey into the stands, drives around New York City in an Uber all night long partying, shows up the next day, goes to the Brooklyn Nets game. The night before is partying with an Instagram model and telling her, wait till you see what happens tomorrow. I mean, he's clearly not in a state of logic. He's clearly not in a state of stability. So I just think that Bruce Arians dug himself a hole when he and the organization said, okay, Tom, if you want Antonio Brown, we'll get Antonio Brown. And this is what ends up happening. And thankfully, yesterday, Arians provided some clarity to it because, as I said, I think the only thing that bothered me was housing Antonio Brown, making said deal with the devil, and then hiding from it. You know, that's fine if you think the football's worth it, the juice is worth the squeeze. But when the inevitable happens, you can't then say, and we don't have to talk about it because he's not part of our team anymore. Ha, ha, ha. Antonio Brown kind of forced them to have to talk about it. We'll see if Brady ever gives us any more illumination. As I said, my expectation, my prediction is Antonio Brown is no longer very funny in very short time. Who knows if he gets another job, but Antonio Brown without an NFL job, Antonio Brown left to his own devices, Antonio Brown growing older is to me only going to exacerbate this type of behavior. Money could run out. Situations could get more dire. There's less use for him. And I just think that we're going to look back and be like, yeah, that actually wasn't funny. Yeah, that Antonio Brown jumping up and down to the sidelines and whatever, not funny. And talking to the chick that, you know, he slept with the night before, her tone, and I'm not saying the hosts were wrong here. I'm saying her tone was kind of like, ha, ha, can you believe Antonio Brown is so crazy? That, I think, is going to look really poor in retrospect. When we come back here on the show, Mraz has been in fuego, much like his Cheetos on his NFL picks. We go up the gut with his NFL picks and his football food of the week next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Puffiness with football. Moraz gives you his NFL picks every week. It's Up the Gut, only on the DA Show.
And all of the picks are always available online, either as part of CBS Sports Radio's Up the Gut column at CBSSportsRadio.com. We always tweet out the picks as well. My picks are available on social as part of the Wizard of Odds. This year, Moraz has been en fuego, 32-19-1. He's 13 games over 500. In a pretty woolly year in the NFL, so he's making you guys a lot of money. Connor has fallen to four games under 500, so obviously no way for him to catch up. So this is the last week of the picks, and Moraz has blown out Connor Green. And we look to today's picks, or this weekend's picks, and what you find is, Moraz, after going 2-1 last year, you are looking at the big favorites with something to play for against the teams already out of it. And you're starting in the AFC West with the Chiefs and Broncos. This is a Saturday game. Chiefs are at Denver, but they're still 11-point favorites, and you're laying all 11.
I am going to lay all 11. That is my theme, DA, is trying to find, in a very unpredictable week, teams that know they have to play for something versus teams that might be looking ahead to vacation. So with this Kansas City-Denver game, the last time these teams met, 22-9 was the final score, and that was when the Broncos were 6-6, still playing for something on a Sunday night. The Broncos' defense has willed itself all year. They've overperformed even since trading Von Miller. But this, as you know, could be Vic Fangio's final game coaching the Denver Broncos. Who knows where the mindset is here of the Bronco offense as well under Teddy Bridgewater to get going. Ultimately, the Chiefs playing on Saturday, I think, is critical to this bet, because if they're thinking outside crazy chance the Texans play spoiler to the Titans, they have an opportunity to win and still get that bye. But they also still need to win to assure themselves the number two seed, which could be also critical, because should the Titans lose in the divisional round, the Chiefs could find themselves in Arrowhead in an AFC title game. So everything is still in front of Kansas City. I think this is a spot where Kansas City in the first half goes up a couple touchdowns, 21-7. I think they will flex. No Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That doesn't bother me at all here. I think Kansas City's absolutely going to roll. Now, it may not be four touchdowns big, because something else you may want to sprinkle change on, which I won't here. The under in this matchup has hit five of the last seven times these teams have played. So give me the Chiefs laying 11, and a little outside bonus pick that's not official pick. Look at the under in this game as well for Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Colts and Jaguars in Jacksonville. Look, Jacksonville is awful. They're a dumpster fire. The Colts obviously need to win this football game to be into the playoffs, and so the number is going to be huge. The Colts were favored by about two touchdowns when it opened. It's now 15.5. I've seen it at 15 other places as well. And on first glance, you're like, yeah, of course, the Colts are going to blow out the Jaguars. However, playing in Jacksonville has been a house of horrors for the Colts. They have not won in Jacksonville since 2014. For some reason, they do not play well in Jacksonville, and yet you are still confident enough to lay the 15.5.
I do, and there's three main reasons I'm confident enough here. Number one, Colts off a loss. I think losing to the Raiders, obviously, this changed everything because it made the Colts have to play hard this week, but that's a major wake-up call to a Colt team that did so much after their slow start to build themselves back into the spot. Number two, look, we could talk about spoiler and Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville all we want. The fact is, if you've been waiting for it, it just hasn't happened. And what happened last week versus New England was a flat-out embarrassment to the game of football. The fans are showing up in clown outfits. The Jaguars players that probably will be here for the better part of a rebuild, there's not enough of them. Trevor Lawrence is one of the few that I think is going to be able to play any kind of factor here. I think the only thing that may worry you, maybe doing a little too much with Carson Wentz. He throws a couple interceptions, something like that. But I think the Colts are going to go back to bully ball with their great offensive line. Jonathan Taylor will break the spirit of the Jaguars like the Patriots run game did. And I think at worst, this team is winning by 17 points. I will lay, and the Colts also know and have heard all the noise that we've been talking about all week, that everybody's been talking about, that they don't win in Jacksonville. Major wake up, loud boom of a moment for the Colts here heading into the playoffs, and they win big.
I just can't believe it's been so many years since the Colts have won in Jacksonville. 2015, Jaguars 51-16. 2016, 30-27, although that game was in London. 2017, Jaguars 30-10. 2018, Jaguars 6-0. 2019, Jaguars 38-20. Last year, the only win of the season for the Jags was at home over the Colts. 27-20.
Week one. Right.
Week one to open things up. Finally, Titans and Texans. Tennessee needs to win to lock up the number one seed and the lone bye in the AFC. They're at Davis Mills-led Houston Texans, and you're laying the 10 with Tennessee.
Yeah, and I would say, DA, as of mid-afternoon last Sunday, already taking a peek ahead, I said, you know, Titans might find themselves a little bit of trouble. The Texans have been, dare I say, spunky with Davis Mills the last few weeks. And then I watched way too much of that second half of the Texan-Niner game where, even with Trey Lance, the Texans just run out of steam and bodies on defense to slow anything down. And again, this is a spot. Titans playing for everything. They can't lose this number one seed and bye and getting Derrick Henry back and having that extra week of rest to the Houston Texans in Week 18, can they? I don't think so. 10 is a good number here. 14 would probably scare me off because sometimes you just can't trust that Titan offense. But look, playing for all they've played for, finding themselves in this position after losing their MVP in Derrick Henry, and knowing they could secure the first-round bye in this wacky AFC, I think the Titans absolutely throttle the Texans, who look ahead to the golf clubs as well. Give me Tennessee laying the points big. I think you get three AFC blowouts this weekend.
Mraz is killing it in your NFL picks. He's got Chiefs, Colts, and Titans all laying doubles in this week's games. Finally, your football food of the week. It is not a dip, I don't think.
No.
It's something called an ultimate potato volcano. What the hell is this?
Potato. That's right, DA. Here's the bit. Everybody, I think if you're a potato and starch lover and connoisseur like myself, you like the baked potato. You liked the loaded baked potato.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're a baked potato and you like a little gravy and mozzarella. Maybe you're the sour cream, chives, bacon, sour cream kind of person. Whatever you are, you can play this to your style. You want to go ground and pound, you want to aerial attack it. What I mean by that, you are going to take a potato. You are going to stand it in the upright position, not left to right on your radio dial. We're going to go south to north. You're going to cut a little, basically, hole and pull out some potato, if you will. Put that to a side because it's very important here. You're going to stuff this thing with your cheese, your bacon, your whatever you want to put. I would do some sour cream and cheese. Now, I'm actually getting ahead of myself. You want to bake it a little bit first to soften the potato to dig out and have that cooked potato you take out. You are then going to douse it in barbecue sauce. Pick your favorite barbecue sauce. And then wrap the potato with bacon around it. Now, you're going to put that on a tray. Now, think about this. Potato carved out, already cooked a bit, stuffed with your goodness. Barbecue sauce coating it, coming out the top a little bit. Wrapped with bacon. Put that in a tray. You can take your potato guts you've taken out, sprinkle them around it. Bake it again until that bacon gets nice and crispy on the outside, and that potato completely finishes, and your cheese gets melted, and everything that goes with it. When you pull it out, forget that science fair experiment, DA. You have a potato volcano. It is going to explode with your cheese, your sour cream, or if you want to do gravy in that route, you can, as I mentioned. The bacon adds that extra crispiness and a look as if you were in the, you know, the Himalayas, if you will, of volcanoes.
Really? Wow.
A potato volcano. I have linked the recipe, CBSSportsRadio.com, the Up the Gut column. Just past Jack Stern and Dave Shepard's columns, you'll find mine there. And I have a great recipe. Check it out. Have some fun with your volcano this weekend.
Fact check, are there volcanoes in the Himalayan mountains?
Well, isn't every mountain formerly a volcano?
No.
So technically, that's where I'd be going.
Nope, that's not true at all.
Thank you.
But we're not going to get hung up on semantics here. We're going to be talking about the football food of the week, the ultimate potato volcano. Will you be making this for your football on Sunday?
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and find out what the journal says on Monday, D.A. I mean, obviously that is my plan. But I also find myself in this weird New Year conundrum of delivering goodies, not getting hammered for dips, but also knowing that I'm also going to have to answer for myself on Mondays if I'm up weight when we fat check. So, full disclosure, I don't know. I am very intrigued and I want to do this, but I also understand the ramifications of doing it. And I also understand that tonight I'm making a lot of barbecue food as well already. So will this be a weekend that gets away from us? I don't know. We'll see.
So like last week's game for the Jaguars in Foxborough, the weekend could get away from you.
Yeah. Look, I have a good game plan, but I understand I'm going to need to make adjustments at halftime. So we'll see.
Andrew Bogish is a kind sir. He has our headlines. Bogish, do you guess that Merez will have a creative weekend, or do you think he goes by the book? He's responsible, disciplined. We come in on Monday, and we're kind of pleasantly surprised.
Oh, no. The weekend is the trapdoor on the diet. So by lunchtime today, I think we begin to go off the rails, aided by the snow on the ground. And then barbecue tonight, exploding potatoes on Sunday, two football games tomorrow. That Monday read, whoever is doing it, is going to be a doozy.
I'm glad you brought up the snow. Mraz, this can't be good because it's snowing now here in New York, and we're all working from home besides Pete the Body, who has braved his way into the studio to make sure that we are on the air.
Salty.
You're gonna look outside. He's very salty, just like the roads. And you're going to look outside, Mraz. You're not going to want to leave. And you're already anti-snow. You don't like the snow. And you're going to look outside. And aren't you just going to park your buns on that couch today and rip through some type of binge watching of something with the girls? And from 10 a.m. today until you wake up on Monday morning for the show, aren't you just going to be inside watching TV and probably eating?
So yes and no is the answer to that question. Will there be a lot of TV consumed? Yes. I'll tell you what I have going for me positive momentum-wise as far as Bogey's pointing to lunchtime today. It's a Friday. It's a payday in the company. I got to be honest with you. It's kind of bare bones in my cabinets right now. So we have an increased volume of 6 to 9 inches of snow falling here. What the problem is, I got to work with what I got in the house, which actually isn't a lot of fatty foods right now. I can't. You know, I just don't have a lot to lean on for lunchtime. So that might actually help me that I didn't get to a supermarket or anything like that. Now, that being said, I did take out some good barbecue for tonight. That is going to be where I make my hay. Let's see what happens Saturday or Sunday, though, if I'm extra hungry while food shopping tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, it'll all be documented as
sure
part
will.
Of that journal coming up on Monday.
Sure will.
Where we will start having celebrity dramatic readings.
Pickers. Like it's game day.
College game day. Celebrities come on to pick games. We have them come on to read Mraz's dietary journal.
Yeah, hey, 3.5
pounds
can pay for the
Monday.
Phone call.
3.5 pounds since Monday, folks.
Yeah, you're down 3.5?
That's right. You do 10 weeks, that's 30 pounds. Hey, well, I mean,
35, actually.
Yeah, we got a hit there, obviously. But, you know, that's at least the pace we're on. You know, potato volcanoes slow that, though. We'll see.
Until this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Potato volcanoes and everything that you usually digest on a Sunday might slow that progress.
It'll be a volcano in other rooms.
We'll see. All right, AB, what do we got?
Well, literally on the other side of the globe from the Antonio Brown drama is the Novak Djokovic drama. He is still in Melbourne, Australia, challenging Wednesday's decision to cancel his visa to enter the country for the Aussie Open. New this morning is this. Organizers apparently provided erroneous information to players about receiving an exemption from a COVID vaccine. The players were told a COVID positive in the previous 6 months would be good enough, which is reportedly what Djokovic went with. But Tennis Australia had already been told that a recent positive wasn't good enough for entry into the country. So it certainly seems like organizers at the very best were incompetent completely, or were trying to be tricky and get people into the country like Djokovic to make sure that they play in the tournament. And now it's blowing up completely in their face. Now we come back to the States, to the NFL, non-AB news. Lamar Jackson and his ankle missed another practice yesterday for the Ravens. Packers OC Nathaniel Hackett will interview for the Jags job next week. And Clinton Portis sentenced to 6 months in federal prison for his role in defrauding a health care benefit program for NFL vets. Portis got roughly $100,000 out of it through false medical expense claims. The Memphis Grizzlies have the longest winning streak in the Western Conference.
Morant into the front court. Downhill at Trey Lyles. Hangs. What a move. Floats and scores. Right, left, and Trey Lyles was left hugging air while Morant floats it up and in. Beautiful move by Ja Morant.
That's Eric Hassel time on Grizz Radio. Morant, 22 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, and a 118-88 rout of the Pistons. That's 7 in a row for Memphis. The Warriors played without Steph Curry and Draymond Green and lost in New Orleans 101-96. R.J. Barrett's 3 at the buzzer got the Knicks a 108-105 win over the Celtics, and the Suns took care of the Clippers 106-89. The good news for L.A., Yahoo Sports says Kawhi, ahead of schedule in his ACL recovery, it's now, quote, a strong possibility he plays during the regular season. We are now 6 months removed from surgery. Men's college hoops last night, number 5 UCLA dismissed Long Beach State 96-78. Number 7 USC a 77-63 W at Cal, and number 23 Wisconsin outscored Iowa 87-78. That's 4 in a row for the Badgers. Former A&M QB Zach Calzada is transferring to Auburn, where he'll compete with TJ Finley for the job. The Pittsburgh Penguins on a 10-game win streak after a 6-2 roll through Philly last night. And a little Premier League news this morning. Aston Villa is getting Philippe Coutinho from Barcelona on loan for the rest of the season. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Hawaiian Tony Danza tweets, Happy New Year, guys. So based off Mraz's logic, were all of the teams in the Mountain West Conference previously part of the Volcano West Conference before the conference went dormant? Hashtag with bacon. When we come back on the show, Connor Green has the week that was. And this was quite the week. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Once a week at the zoo with a hot pretzel, kissing a monkey through glass. She goes home, she throws on whatever, Friends reruns, and she gets on with her life.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the way it goes down. Glad you're with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. To Target Demo Friday. So when you see the meme of Mraz milking a cow and getting eggs out of him, or her, you can let us know where you are, how you're listening. When you see that on social media, either on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDAShow. Happy Target Demo Friday to everybody. Coming up at the top of the hour, Baker Mayfield, boy, he can't stop digging his hole. Oof. But before we do that, it's time for Connor Green's award-winning The Week That Was.
Go get him, Connor!
Well, guys, from 1930 to 2006, Pluto was considered a planet. But years later, it had that status revoked because it was deemed too small to truly be a planet. In similar fashion, from 1987 to 2022, Mraz was considered fat. But that's actually no longer true either, because he's too large to qualify for the BMI chart. Therefore, his weight can only be classified as undetermined.
What is Mraz supposed to do here, guys? Mraz has to have a growth spurt to just be obese.
That'd be amazing. That's the new fad. No pills, no workout. Just get taller.
It's like going to space for Mraz. It's his final salvation.
Mraz has stepped on the moon, which means he is now finally on the obesity chart.
A Mraz eclipse. You're making your way there.
With the news that he's too fat to scientifically be considered fat, Mraz decided to start keeping a fat journal, a journal tracking every meal Mraz eats. I think in about 2 weeks it'll turn into a fat novel or a fat epic, like the Iliad and the Odyssey of weight loss.
What does the journal do?
It's just thick.
No, the journal is a composition notebook in which I will write the weight I am, everything I've eaten for the week.
feed the pig.
Pete started laughing before you said one word.
So, no.
Doorstop.
So I'm writing the weight, and I'm going to document everything that I'm eating and working out, and I'm going to track where I went wrong at the end of the week and see, okay, it's like watching tape. It's like watching film. I didn't need this on Wednesday. If I didn't do this on Wednesday, then I would have saw results here. It's basically my version of the old 22 from my BBV Fat.
And the final chapter in this saga was a bold and serious accusation. Some people hate traffic. Some people hate telemarketers. And some people hate long lines at the grocery store. But is it possible that DA actually hates fat people?
When we come back here on the show, a dramatic reading by Pete the Body of Mraz's Fat Journal. I don't know why I say fat so aggressively. I really should.
Because you hate fat people.
No, that's not
or
true.
Or dislike fat not, people. They not, disgust you, and we've been over this.
No, that's not true.
You look at people with disgust, and you want to say fat so harshly. It's not. It's fine. Just it's who you are.
No, I don't hate fat people.
It's fine. No, I'm not saying, like, we get along great and I'm fat, but ultimately, I disgust you. And people like me disgust you, but you can still have a good time with them. So, hate's the wrong word. You're disgusted by fat people.
All fat people don't disgust me, okay?
Many do.
Fat.
A Mraz eclipse.
And that, guys, is the week that was. Now for my Week 18 NFL picks.
Go get him, Connor.
First up, I'll take the Packers -4 against the Lions. Even if Aaron Rodgers only plays half the game, I think that'll be more than enough to win by a touchdown in Detroit. Next, I'll take the Chargers -3 against the Raiders. The Chargers handled the Raiders in their last matchup, and I think the Raiders are bound to come back down to earth after winning 3 straight games.
Jackpot! Baby!
And lastly, I'll take the Steelers +6 against the Ravens. It's Big Ben's final game, and I think the emotional weight of that will lead Pittsburgh to end the year with a win. So my picks are Packers -4, Chargers -3, and Steelers +6 against the Ravens.
Go get them, Connor!
Fire the cannons!
DA, back to you.
Thank you, Connor. Nice job, as always.
Fire the cannons!
Connor cannot catch Mraz in this final week of the football pick'em, and so we will be making a frozen pizza out of him shortly. So last night of the NBA, Celtics and Knicks were locked in a good one. The Celtics had a 25-point lead in this game and blew it. It ends up being a really fun game down the stretch, a couple of huge buckets from Jason Tatum. But actually, the story of the day was Evan Fournier, the former Celtic, goes to work for the Knicks last night and throws up 41 points in the game, 10 of 14 from three, a huge three late from the corner. The Madison Square Garden crowd is going bonkers. They're loving it, but Tatum responds. We've got a tie ball game with just a second and a half left on the clock. The inbound to RJ Barrett, who had been 3 of 14 on the night. He was awful last night going into that final possession. And this is how it sounded on TNT with Brian Anderson last night.
Finds Barrett. Get a shot up. This is for the win. Oh! It's good! Off the window! RJ Barrett wins it for the Knicks!
Well, Boston does a great job. Tatum is right there. He just throws it up, desperation, and gets it off the glass. 4 for 15 on the night, but he made the one he had to make. Great game and a great finish.
Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy on the call last night. So that was a lot of fun at the end. There's a couple of takeaways here. Neither one of these teams are going to do anything in the playoffs. Right now, the Knicks are the final team in with the play-in tournament. And the Celtics are the first team out. The Celtics are 3 games under 500. So it's been a debacle of a season thus far. And the Celtics have blown 4 games this year already where they've led by 15 or more points. So the Celtics, the way they collapsed down the stretch, especially against mediocre competition, has been seriously alarming. And the idea that shuffling Brad Stevens out and changing that, I mean, clearly that didn't alter much, and so advantage Bogues, who always said that it wasn't Brad Stevens' problem with the Celtics. It certainly has been not even, it's been worse since Stevens has gone to the front office and left the sideline. For the Knicks, you know, this is a game, this is a team that's sub 500. It's a team that last year clearly overachieved.
And I think Knicks fans were once again walked down the road of hype and expectations and promise. Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, spend some money, here we go. And it's the same old stuff that happens with the Knicks. Those were not the game changers, despite Fournier's night last night, that the Knicks have needed. They need a true bona fide superstar or their young guys to develop into superstars, and neither one of those are happening. Their young guys are fine, but look, R.J. Barrett's a good example of that last night. He hits the three, but he's 3 of 14 in the game. He was awful, absolutely awful. So the Knicks and Celtics played a really fun game last night, but neither one of which are really going to be anything in the postseason or the rest of the way in the play in the regular season. I don't see it. I think both of those teams are severely limited. The Knicks, you can understand why. The Celtics, with Tatum and Brown as your core, have to answer so many questions about why they have seemingly degraded over the last couple of seasons. It's gotten worse when those players individually should be getting better and at times do look better. But again, that Celtics regular collapse is something else to watch because, you know, you have a 25-point lead. The Knicks are a sub-500 team. We have a 25-point lead against a team that's a losing squad. They haven't come back, the Knicks, from that deficit since 04 when they beat the Bucks and they had trailed the Bucks by 26. The Knicks were 1-229 when they trailed by 25 points in a game. 1-229. And they end up with the victory last night. Crazy. When we come back on the show, Baker Mayfield. And he probably needs a mirror right about now. We'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.